Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Chaos and Cartoons podcast. I would want to say thank you to everyone that has been supporting and showing love so far. It really means something. I'm Keme, as usual, and I'm here with my guy,
Didi. Woo! Welcome to another episode of Chaos and Cartoons. We're here with
a very special guest,
Terry Way.
All the way from Lagos.
I wish you were here.
You're repping Lagos.
Yeah, so today's topic, we're going to be talking about our icks. Yeah, go first.
How are you guys going to throw me under the bus like this?
Okay, should I go first?
wait, I have an ick. Okay. This one's like straight off the bat.
Yeah.
Mouth breathing.
Oh my god.
Yes. Can we unpack?
Oh my god. Why do you feel the need to just...
in my fucking face.
Or behind my ear.
And it's like, they're there.
Like...
and you're not smelling. And then you're just like...
do you know some people, genuinely, I feel like there's a scarcity of toothpaste. Because why are you...
Well, I feel like there's Tom Tom.
Obits.
Tom Tom is
there. Patronize the chewing gum companies.
What's that blue one? Is it Mr. Blue?
Baba Blue.
There's even that one.
I don't think Baba Blue is in existence anymore.
Have they closed down Baba Blue?
I'm not sure, but I think it's called Vicks now.
I think it's a whole refresher.
I just remember like the adverts that like they used to have, how like
yes.
so somebody would take it and then it's like air freshener, like as you're saying,
like that thing is strong as hell. Mm. But some people need to invest in it, because how can you be are you running like
the worst is when like you're just like in the car, say like you're in the Uber on the way to a function and like somebody's just next to you just and like there's always like one sound like in the back of the throat that's just like going off. I'm just like,
okay, but wait. What if some people like are asthmatic and stuff?
No, that's mouth breathing and having an asthma attack. You would not
know. Not an asthma attack though. But like, what if they have like difficulty breathing and they have to breathe?
You must give a disclaimer.
You don't.
I feel like you must just say, hey, yo.
No, say it so we know. I have asthma as well.
I know you do.
Respectfully.
Yeah. Oh, so you were thinking of me.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about you.
Or like wind down the window.
That's what I do. No, honestly, I do it. Like if you're sitting next to me and your mouth is smelling, I'm going to wind down the window, because these days when I say things, people are like, oh, Andika, you're so rude, you're so mean. But if I don't tell you your mouth is smelling, somebody else will tell you, they'll say it behind your back. Anywho,
what are your icks?
One of my major icks is Azonto Warriors. Why are you tired in the club?
Oh my god, that's literally also mine.
Guys, it's powerful. Like when you're doing leg work at the function, when you're out there like two-stepping,
and then like you're in the middle of a circle.
Sure, when they push somebody into the circle and then they deliver powerful stuff.
I don't know what is wrong with you. I had a crush on somebody in uni. I saw this person dancing Zanko at a Christian cough, because I went to Babcock University. We were having this thing called Feast of Light. Mm-hmm. Why are you dancing Zanko to him?
Sure. I remember at NYC orientation, like at the camp, I've never felt like less of a Nigerian when like they say, okay, we can do leg work. I don't remember the song, like, or some possible song. like you just know the intro.
Funny enough, I love those songs. Like, sure. I love the vibe.
And, like, they just go up there and they're just like, yo, it's powerful. Like,
I can't do what they do. My legs don't move like that.
And I wish, I really wish from like the bottom of my heart, I wish that was me. I'm not going to
Why hit. In the club? There's no air.
Where else?
There's no
Where else are you going to assert dominance like that?
Assert dominance?
Like, all of you plebs on this side that can't dance.
Uh-huh.
At the wedding.
Well, our weddings is different.
That's
vibe.
Why I said, like, Azonto Warriors that dance at the club.
What are you going to the club to do?
To dance, but not to scatter your leg. Why is one leg in Sokoto, the other one is in Kaduna? Why are you... No, now calm down. Breathe.
You must justify like the table cost. Like, oh no, you bought bottles. You might as well enjoy it. Like, go and dance in the club.
There are so many other dances you can do. Why does it have to be leg work? Are you Pokoli?
What's going on? See, the reason why you have
an
issue.
To sign you.
The reason why you have an issue with this.
Is what?
Is because you have internalized colonialism and like white supremacist
you're
ideas.
You're actually mad.
And you are rejecting traditional forms of dance.
You don't understand.
Are you out here? Are you out here?
The club is
when
hot.
You were small and you were out there, teach me how to doggy.
No, but I can dance.
No, I think what they're trying
my
to
point
say
is like, you're fine with all those other American
no,
dances.
No, you don't understand.
You're not cool with.
You don't get. Even teach me how to doggy. Yes, in the club. Like, you don't get.
Dance.
I don't like it. Like, you're sweating. You're
what's
tired.
Also,
you're breathing
it's a spiritual experience.
You're
it's
crazy.
Guys, sit down. You see, like, you're connecting with your ancestors. As in, you're an Ogun.
Please, can I give us one of your eggs?
I'm dying. Okay. Studs.
Yeah. Nigeria. Mm.
I have nothing against them.
I have everything against specific types of studs.
Okay, let's unpack.
Wait, can I?
Yeah, so like specific kinds of studs.
Describe them.
Skinny jeans. Sagging.
Multicolored Crocs.
Yeah, there's that. Mm-hmm. And then like the fake designer shirts with dreads.
Are you sure there's no classism?
No, it's not classism.
A lot of them have a lot of money. We know a lot that have a lot of money.
So why are you dragging the fake shirts?
No, they actually look like that. I'm not joking.
With the fake designer?
I'm not joking. I feel like
okay, but what about that?
It's gross.
Gets you going.
For me, it's just like baby, you can do better than that. Mm. You have good taste, I assume, in women. So you should have good taste in fashion. Well, it's not just about fashion. That's also another one of my ex people. I don't know how to dress, but like we'll unpack that later. Like with studs, I don't know. They're just some of them are trying so hard to be men.
Yes, we've actually I had a conversation with you, I think, some other time or somebody else about studs having to prove their masculinity
and assert dominance.
Like, you're not a trans man. Stud still means woman. Do you understand? And it is okay to be a bit feminine. You don't have to bounce when you're walking, bro. Like, chill, calm down, slow down. With your multicolored trousers and your rainbow phone case. What's going on?
Oh my God, that was a pandemic.
That was horrible. Like, why?
That was a pandemic during the pandemic.
To the point that people will ask me if I'm queer and I'll say no. Because it's embarrassing. Like, what do you want?
Guys, I don't know. I haven't had beef with any studs.
Oh, I have.
I haven't had beef. What's your beef? Tell us a story that I agree. What was the last straw for you with the studs? What was like the last experience? Tell us the experience that really like said, alright, I'm giving my life to Christ.
My ex was a stud.
Okay, tell the story.
Like, oh no, there's no story to be said.
I promise you.
Trust me.
What was like the last show where you're like, not just this ex, but all of you, your entire
subculture. What did it for me was that babe on TikTok. That one stud. Everyone knows the one I'm talking about on TikTok. The one that used to hurt fruits. Like castrate fruits and shit.
That she used to put her finger in.
Oh my god, you need to remind me visually. I was just like, no.
I couldn't sleep well.
This needs to stop. You guys need to be stopped.
Like she's literally be using her fingers to caress an orange.
Mm.
Or watermelon.
I remember that stuff and it was like a long running.
Yes, I had to block her.
Yo, it's funny. Like
I don't understand TikTok. You say not interested. That's where they send you 5 more of the videos. I don't get it.
I think like my last like experience with like TikTok studs was around like when Britney, that basketball player, was in, and then like
now
you had like and you had like all like the studs and all the femmes like just on TikTok like praying like,
Britney,
free my girl, that's Britney.
My girl.
So for me, like to hear that like studs are an ick, I'm like,
no, Nigerian studs, God forgive me, and it's not even every Nigerian stud.
Is it like Lagos studs?
Actually,
or is it like
it's
Abuja?
Not just Nigerian studs because I see studs abroad that look like that. I think there's a group
of studs.
There is genre.
They're in a different font.
Okay.
Yeah, but like it's. I like studs that like you look good, you look clean. I think it's a people's thing because even when men look like that, I'm very irritated. Like, why are you looking like that? I feel like if it's women, I expect better from you. Like, don't be trying to look like a man. They don't look kept.
See, but I feel like they're actually like doing the important work. of shifting the gender binary, right?
Fair enough.
Because no. See. Because like I feel like you really have to like encompass the entire range of uselessness. And like I feel like we need everybody needs representation.
Hey,
everybody
word,
like
word,
like
word,
mediocre
word.
Like people like that can't dress. They also need
representation.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. Okay. Well said.
Sure. What's another?
Ex Peter.
Sure. Okay. This one I feel bad for, but like I think it's just me.
Okay.
Sniffing. Like people that just fuck off. Just fuck off, like all of you, like.
Oh my god! Like what if you have sinuses problem?
I'm sorry. Like yo, sniffing gets me.
Well,
I used to carry like, I remember like when last time I came to Abuja.
Yeah.
I was on the flight and like this, the person next to me was sniffing like a lot, but like she kept using, she like blew her nose. She had like one small piece of tissue paper. She blew her nose, mm-hmm. sniff, put it in her pockets, bring the same tissue out.
The same
like
tissue.
back and forth. Like this went on for like 10 plus minutes. Like, and like, I tried leaning to the side. Like, I don't know, like I did like breathing exercise.
What sort of behavior?
It wasn't working for me. Like, I had to like go to the bathroom. I was like, and I came back with tissue paper and I was like, sorry, like, GG. I also have a cold. Like, but can both of us.
I kind of relate to that. But like on the other end, not like I would ever do that, but like there was a time I stopped eating at restaurants, like spicy food especially, because like it gets me.
Yeah.
So like I would
see. There's a sniffing, that's like first tier. And then there's one with it, they do that sound.
Oh, that's one of my eggs.
That one is like
one
the one next eggs. Level.
Why is your throat sounding like a small gen? What is that? And Akwa Ibom people love to do that shit.
Oh my god.
Love to do that shit.
Oh my
These
god.
These are from Akwa Ibom's.
My dad?
My fucking dad.
My dad. Next level.
What are you gathering in your esophagus?
Guys. And it's never just once. You'll do that.
Oh my days!
It's so irritating.
It is. I'm not even going to lie.
That one is like a proper ache. Like, I would leave the venue. I order my Uber home. I give.
I feel like I've learned to dissociate from all these kinds of sounds, like, and stuff.
Mm.
So like, anytime something like that happens, I don't pay attention, but like, I just like. I'm just not there.
I feel like you need to do a separate podcast on the side, like just for therapy for people that need help. I need a lot of help, guys. Like it really gets to me. But it's the back of the mouth.
Ah.
And then when they now spit out,
oh
like
my dude,
all of back to back.
That's.
Or when like people like chewing gum, like, but like loudly, like out, all of that. And for some reason, like they always
check out.
Okay. So, another one of my icks is somebody that is always touchy.
Huh.
I hate it so much. I hate you. Like,
are you serious?
It.
You hate me?
No, not you. Like, you have to get to a certain level in my life to be touching me like that. Even holding hands, really. No, I'm not.
You can't imagine.
No, right now. No.
You're getting mad.
Kemen is at the level where she can do that. Do you understand? Where we can hug occasionally. But there was a time that was
occasionally.
A thing. There was a time that wasn't a thing. Like, I don't like people touching me. Leave me alone. Do you understand? I don't know what you're carrying with you. Plus, the whole skin is irritating.
But that's part of Riz now. That's how like you like.
That's not
that's,
Riz.
That's
as in
Riz.
Like yeah, you have to like come in.
I don't. Maybe I don't have Riz. Fair enough.
No.
You do
have your own Riz.
They do like the just hold this a bit longer than usual. Like that's part of the.
Yeah. I don't like it.
You're in the car. Like they put like, the hand on the leg.
I like it.
I know you like it.
Touch me.
Ew.
I just said. Anybody interested, just touch you.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm. No, not anybody, but like, you know. Oh, wink, okay. Wink.
Intense.
Okay, your turn. What's the name?
For me. I'm thinking. We said people that do the cook thing.
The
cook. Yeah, with their
thirst.
Yeah, but then another one is people that like chew loudly when they eat. Or, why did you do your eyes like that? Do you chew loudly when you eat?
No, I don't actually. But I know people that do, and it's so irritating.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I have, like, a lot of icks around food.
Mm-hmm.
People that smell their food. People that chew loudly.
Eggs.
Wait. What's wrong with smelling your food?
What are you?
Why wouldn't you smell your food? Guys. I'm not saying like just put your whole nose inside.
I had such an issue growing up. I'm not going to mention this person's name. You open. I think everybody already knows. When we were younger, this nigga will open the pot and.
I'm sorry.
As it's on the fire.
You open the what?
Open the pot and start smelling. Are you a goat? Are you a rat? No, I think it was one of my little cousins. Like, are you. Why are you. I mean, my mother would be so irritated. Like, you know what? Finish the pot of food. Please, like, people that smell their food, people that chew loudly, just go to the zoo.
See, my thing for me is, like, smelling your food is. A lot of the time, like, say, like, you go to, like, a book on the side of the road, you order, like, a meat pie.
Why are you?
No. Like as you bring it close.
No,
like
that's
you,
different. Like
I said, I know people that do this.
Okay, that one is a bit. But for me, it's like say like you're opening like milk. You want to make cereal. As you open the milk, like you give like a little sniff just like, to make sure like the milk is not like going bad.
You do that.
Yes. Because like you don't want to not like put like the full milk inside and then you find out that it's bad.
We'll see what we see.
Sure. No, I can't. Or like when I got making eggs, like sometimes I got like just.
Oh
like,
no, eggs! Eggs are an egg for me. Ew.
As a whole, just yeah. The entire egg.
The entire concept of an egg is really? Disgusting.
But I eat eggs. Let's unpack. Like, is it boiled eggs? Is it fried eggs? Is it scrambled eggs? All of them.
It's really. I think this one time when I was a kid, I think this is where it started from. So like, I was supposed to. We had guests. Mm-hmm. On a Sunday, you know how it goes. Yeah. Having guests on a Sunday.
I don't understand how you go to church and still go to somebody's house.
Do you get me?
So you like, stay for lunch, stay for dinner, like.
Like, do you get me? So like this time around, my mom was like trying to mix things up. We're not having rice. For some reason, she was like, no, we're not doing rice. Let's make sandwiches and stuff. So I was whisking the eggs. Right, like 12 eggs already broken into one big bowl, and then the bowl dropped on the floor.
That's sticky.
And then the smell. And then I was just like, oh my days. Oh no. And then there are times where I went to boarding school.
Yeah.
Oh my days. I don't know how I still eat food. Because there are times that some of the eggs they like give are not.
That's why you smell your food.
No,
sometimes
you don't have to smell it. You can see you can see when you peel it that there's still a chick inside.
Oh really? Wait. Wait, so they're giving you.
Can they sue your school? What the hell is going on?
I don't think they can. Oh, it was a whole thing. Like, that's why I don't like some swallow.
Okay, that's fair.
Your
ick
for eggs is really
true.
Like,
which swallow is
that?
The one in particular was that one. What's it called?
Semo. I think it's nice.
One. They had so many of it in storage, like, which I don't think is good. But then, like, they would serve it to us regardless. And then there was this one time I divide the swallow in half and I see worms.
Okay. Very fair. I don't want to throw up. Can we move to the next?
Sorry, my bad. Okay, next ick. No more.
Very fair. Sure, I'm trying to like think of like another ick.
Okay.
I'm like really going through. This one isn't fair.
Say it.
But like, and again, like it's nobody's fault. But high voices.
The people with high pitched voice.
People with high pitched voices. Like I don't know. Like for some reason, like there's just a register of voices that really just gets to me. And
how would you be talking and only dogs can understand?
Like, I don't know. Like, it's just. It's a lot.
Can you
understand? You get what I mean?
It takes getting used to, for real. I personally, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, when I found out Scissor's voice was like not what I expected, I was like, I can manage. I mean,
can you?
I can try.
There've really been times where I'm just like. Someone, like you're chatting to someone and then they send you a voice note and you're just like
I'm not listening.
They have a high pitched voice and they're sending a 5 minute voice note of them laughing.
Because that was another egg.
Why do you have people sending you 5 minutes voice note?
No,
and you have a bad voice on top of that.
You get it, the joke is funny. We just put the laugh in. Why are you for 5 minutes?
That's crazy.
And in the middle of the 5 minutes, you barely spoken.
Jesus.
You're explaining why my joke is funny to me.
That's another insane.
It's your radio voice.
Voice notes, I'm not even joking. But I send voice, like I don't understand why voice notes are... I send voice notes, right? But I have this thing where it's like, I hate when it's more than a minute or 2 minutes. Mm. So I break it. Like, I send the first one. I'm not doing a podcast. Why am I sending you a voice note for more than 3 minutes?
I absolutely hate voice notes. I hate voice notes so much. I hate when people send me voice notes. I hate them so much. The worst is, I think somebody wanted to tell me their problems one time. And I'm like, please text. And they're like, oh, they can't text. Right? Okay, so I'm sorry for you. You'll be fine. Because I cannot listen to it.
I send you voice notes.
I lose focus easily. So imagine, I always like, have to start from the beginning. Oh yeah, and then with iMessage.
And then with iMessage,
it's so annoying because you can't move forward. You just have to be there.
Like, what kind of torture?
And God forbid you miss like a name. Like somebody said, here's a story. You miss the name. And then they're talking to him and then you're going to have to go.
You have to go back and listen to it from the beginning.
So you tell you. And then they'll not start asking you questions about the voice notes. So what do you think about voices?
You can't even like keep track of all the different topics.
Yeah.
Like they're like 10 issues in like the thing and you're like, where? Like you're typing, you're trying to like, at some point I have to like start typing notes.
At that point, I started liking the voice notes. I don't know what to say. You get me?
And let me not pick your call so you know that I'm not interested in talking to you. Simple. Simple.
Also, why are you calling on Provo?
Why are you even talking to me? Leave me alone. No, I hate it so much. I hate people that call. I hate people that send voice notes. If you're texting and I do not reply, I am busy, clearly. So don't talk to me again now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
If you call me and I don't pick your call, the truth is, let me not lie, I can see it. I'm not stupid. I can see it. If I'm not picking it, I don't want to talk to you. Get out. Simple and short.
I remember the first time I came to Abuja, like first person I ever spoke to, called me like 5 times.
Godful.
Like in one day. Initially, I was like, is there an emergency? Like, what's
five
going
on?
5 times.
Did you owe money?
Honestly, like, I've never met this person from Adam.
Fair enough. I call my mom like that.
No. See. You've just given somebody your phone number, right?
Okay.
Just giving them your phone number. Like, still texting. And then, like, you get a call, like, in the middle of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't answer. You get another one, like, 2 minutes later. Don't answer. You're not. Third, fourth.
I'll block you at that
point. And then you're like, you're not calling, you're not like, hey, yo, what's up? And it's not just want to ask you if you've eaten.
What?
Hello?
How are you?
What?
So, what are you doing now?
What?
Like, can you imagine? Like,
some people, I'm sorry to say, act like they're jobless because if you had something that was keeping you busy,
guys,
you're not going to be doing that.
Let's go to the farms. Let's build roads.
No, it's true. Because why are they calling to ask you if you've eaten? Okay, now that you've not eaten, they send you food.
Honestly. Let's start there.
Let's start there.
That's another ick from you. I hate when people ask me.
Have you eaten?
But let's not get into it.
Did you sleep well?
Hey, God, I hate it. I hate it so much. God.
But I ask you if you sleep well.
That's different. I mean, these random.
Randos.
Like, I hate small talk. So
I hate. Oh my God.
I hate small talk.
An ick.
It's an ick. I hate small talk. Like, don't be texting me, what are you doing, hi? I prefer a different kind of small talk. When you need something from
and
me.
Tell me straight up what you need.
I don't have a problem.
I don't like, I hate it when people go, hey, yo, what's up? And then, like, they don't follow up. I'm not going to reply.
W-Y-D.
And if we're not, like, if we're not tight, if we don't, like, at least talk almost... If we don't keep in touch, you get me.
Please don't ask me any rubbish.
Just tell me straight up what you need. Because I'm not going to reply you until you tell me what you need. I have so many things I'm doing. So I'm trying to catch a break.
Honestly.
I feel you. Another one of my ex, though, Twitter warriors.
Twitter fingers.
Twitter warriors. Them Twitter fingers. I can't be with you. I cannot. Imagine being with somebody that is dragging. Right? Like, I can't. I'm so sorry. It's very... Don't know... You tweet one day, you now not spell something well, they'll now take screenshots and send it to me.
See, the worst one, right, is where you are not even like on Twitter, right?
I'm
and then like
Twitter.
Your friends are sending you like your significant other's like, tweets.
Like, have you
seen like, what's baby. Going on here? And I'm like,
not be your baby, this. I beg, tell your friend. Tell your friend that they are too easy every day.
I remember one time I was texting somebody, and then they're now fighting on Twitter with their ex. Both of them.
Jesus Christ of
Nazareth. And like my friends are now sending me. I don't follow either of them on Twitter. I'm not like,
wow. I'm sorry.
Like, what's going on? Like, just like, what is... They're like, I'm going to deport you. I'm going to get you deported. This one didn't have like papers. I'm like sitting there. I'm like,
I can't do it. I cannot do it. Like, And this is coming from somebody that when I was on Twitter, I used to
You used to fight people?
Not fight per se. Like, you can never catch me in an active fight on Twitter.
Yeah. I've never been dragged.
Somebody,
I can say that.
They dragged me one time because I don't know that Kiss Daniel dropped album. I don't even know he had an album.
Okay, I have
that
been
had this 2018-17 that he won a lot of awards. They dragged me. They dragged me. I remember that time. But like my own is, I cannot be with somebody that is actively fighting on Twitter. If you want to be an activist, go and sign up with an NGO. Please stop fighting people on Twitter. It's not worse when they are wrong.
Or like when you're fighting someone for their own opinion. So I was dragged on Twitter.
Why?
This was a very long time ago though. Because yeah, I said Fault in Our Stars isn't like all that.
Guys, that movie is funny.
Like, the energy they said.
And I was like, it's not even that sad. I don't know why you guys are lying that you're crying and shit. And like so many people came for me. I was like, wow.
Fair.
That's what you do for here.
As in, but I feel like that extends into like Instagram stories, WhatsApp stories. I feel like Snapchat. I feel like people, I have a personal ache for people that just like overshare on the internet in general. Because I'm always like, guys, like let's normalize shame.
No, for real. No,
let's normalize having friends. Like,
for
you don't
me,
overshare.
No, like listen, for me, okay, the two of you, if you're hearing this, if I ever told you I don't have a Snapchat, I lied. I just don't want you on my Snap. So my Snapchat has like 10 to 12 people.
See, that's different.
And my friends, my very close friends.
That's
because
different.
I'm not about to go on Instagram and start crying on TikTok with tears. My mommy will slap me.
let's remember our digital footprints, guys.
Do you get me?
You're going to need to apply for a job.
Like, I understand.
Your future employer might
be open, be free. But imagine if you enter a
you don't need to be that open.
And they pull up a picture of you crying.
This you.
Come on, Chelsea, come on now.
This you in real life. I feel like so many people don't realize that social media isn't real life. And they're stuck in that, like.
That sphere.
Yeah.
That bubble. Like
trying to maintain.
There is a life outside social media.
Someone told me something, right? Shit, I've lost my train of thoughts. Continue. Yeah. I'll remember.
Okay.
Sure.
So, another ick for me is somebody that describes both music and people as alte. You are a mumu.
Guys, alte is a genre.
Of what?
It's a genre of music, like.
Alt. Like alternative, but what is alt? No, like if you
isn't this a self-described genre? Like didn't they all have like?
No, that's not my thing. My own is you describing music and people.
You have people that claim they're alt.
Hey, fair enough. You can call them alt, but it is not because I have tattoos and piercings.
You know what rapping Lodunsi as we speak? Like you're mad that people are
alt. So my next.
Can we start there?
Is it because of the LYF scarf?
Like,
okay, my next ick.
Issues with Jesus.
I don't have issues with Jesus. But that nigga be messing up sometimes. My next ick.
No. Let's go back to Altez.
But I don't like it because I know how many people have looked at me and said, "Oh, are you not Altez?" Just because I don't have the standard.
Like
I don't look.
You don't like follow
yes,
the normal.
It's not like I've seen you do this. Like, do you understand? Is they look at you
and then
right?
they just say you're alter.
Some people will tell you because of you have hair like this, you're alter.
Like not because of your work.
It's not because of your work. They just look at you, and they're like, this one not alter. This one not alter.
It's like profiling.
It's profiling.
At the same time, you look at some people and you can say this one's jobless.
It's not
you look at something
thing.
And you're like, this one is a stud. I feel like it's a community, and I feel like there are very many. Also, you have like brands that like.
But you know, there are people that say it as an insult. Yes.
Oh my god.
All these. Are you not one of these hotel people that wear padlock as earrings?
Maybe that's where you're.
That is the ick.
That's
where it's coming from.
Because it pained you.
It's this. Why are you insulting me? Like, it's one thing if they're like, I've seen your Instagram, it's very alternative, I like the whole alter vibe. That's one thing. And another thing is, these alter people, where they wear padlock as earrings. What's that? Like, do you understand? Fashion is very, what's the word? It's not, you cannot box it into one corner. And like, Nigerians, especially, I'm not even gonna lie, the ones in Abuja, they are not used to seeing people
Be expressive.
It's okay for people to be expressive. Yeah, like, do you understand? Don't come and say alter as an insult. It's rude. Okay. Any music that you hear that is in Afrobeat, or this one now alter, all this alter.
Yeah, that's
alter. Do you understand where I'm coming from now? Yeah. All this alter, I don't like it. Like,
it's when like, it's like just to dismiss anything.
Yes, that is in the this thing. Yeah. I don't like it. It's horrible.
I feel you, my guy.
Okay. I think it might be a bit controversial.
Okay, well, is that out?
Mental illness. I'm sorry.
It's an ick. Mental illness is an ick for you.
If you guys want to find out more about our icks, there's going to be a part two next week Sunday. Peter Tawari is going to be here, and we're still going to continue talking about our icks. Thank you for listening to the podcast.